Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me once again is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. Tell me about this rural summit that you were involved with recently.
Oh, well, this was the Midwest Rural Assembly. It was down in South Sioux City, Nebraska, across the river from Sioux City, Iowa. The origins of this rural assembly are really from the National Rural Assembly, which was started back in 2007. It was an effort by the Kellogg Foundation and a few other organizations to create kind of a meeting for rural organizations all across the country to try and create a certain level of critical mass, get enough people together to make a voice that could actually, you know, have some impact in Washington. And so they decided rather than doing that every year, they would have regional rural assemblies, which would basically work on the same thing, but at a slightly more local level. And so this year was the second Midwest Rural Assembly. It was an interesting meeting.
So it's really the intent behind this rural assembly is to have some political power, basically.
Right, right. You know, the problem with getting any kind of rural issues dealt with at a national level in this case is that we're just too spread out. And it's just hard to, we tend to group into small groups all over the place, and it's hard to get enough people together to make it look like a large population that is demanding some attention.
Okay.
And so that's the purpose of these assemblies, is to pick issues that need to be addressed and then just put some weight behind them.
So these would be issues that are overarching within a huge geographic area.
Right.
And you said this was the Midwest Assembly. Mm-hmm. So now, is there some way of sort of then connecting all the dots with the other parts of the country?
Right. One of the purposes, or maybe it's the primary purpose of these regional assemblies, is to come up with action steps, if you will, or issues that this region has decided it wants to focus on that needs to be dealt with and needs to be heard. And then this gets sent up to the National Rural Assembly, where it will be made part of the focus there.
Got it. So any big things come out of that? I mean, things that you can share?
A large focus of this that came out of this particular meeting was, of course, broadband.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the other issues were community development, and that could mean a number of things. But in this case, it seemed to concentrate on community investment and especially leadership development, finding those people in the communities that are willing to take on those leadership roles to get things done. And also agriculture, but agriculture on a smaller scale. And those were pretty much the primary focus that came out of that.
All right. Well, you'll have to keep us posted on, mm-hmm. on future developments on this, these assemblies, and I appreciate you dropping in.
You bet.
This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.